So much of nature is built off a system, and systems can be self-organizing, like the fractals in a crystal or a snowflake. By definition, a system must be more than the sum of its parts. It's a cohesive group of things that come together to achieve some goal, or to self-preserve. And in your own life, when you work the system works for you.
I usually don't look forward to vlogging or having to film in general. I think that's exactly why it's the perfect way to kick off Monday. Because if you can do the thing that you are not looking forward to and you can attack, although I'm a little bit behind, I'm 8 minutes behind schedule right now. If you can do the thing that you're dreading, that you're not looking forward to, I think God is on your side. 2 hours, 30 minutes. For me, I'm aiming for 40 miles. If I can get 45, I mean, that would be incredible, but 40 miles, that would be a solid win, all before 12:30 p.m. It's gonna be tight, let's try.
You ever get into a space where you meet someone, maybe in person or online, and you are totally impressed by them? They bring some heat, they bring some energy to an organization, to a space that completely elevates the room, completely elevates the environment. The first time that I encountered this as an adult was actually with my personal trainer, Austin. Austin looked so aesthetic and also so disciplined. Being around him made a person want to track their calories better, to actually hit gym sessions to perfection. There was a perfection of character, a perfection of conduct that I immediately felt when I was around him. People used to say that for Abraham Lincoln as well. You just wanted to be around that. The English sailors, they would say that about Lord Nelson and the Battle of Trafalgar. They wanted to be around that love of country, that sense of excellence, the man who is everything that he could be. Our greatest tragedy actually comes from reverting to low performance. In her book called Thinking in Systems, author Donella Meadows calls this drift to low performance. Some systems, she writes, not only resist policy and stay in a normal bad state, they keep getting worse. One name for this archetype is drift to low performance. The first question to consider is, have you drifted to a low performance? Sometimes it really does take pressure to bring out the best in yourself. So in this video, I want to talk about 12 rules that you can implement to change your life dramatically in 12 months. Idea number one, the solution to drifting to low performance. There are two antidotes to eroding goals and eroding performance. One is to keep standards absolute regardless of performance. And another is to make goals sensitive to the best performances of the past instead of the worst. So ask yourself, in what era of my life was my performance my best? Engage yourself against that. I would say my performance reached an absolute peak in the summer of 2023. I learned pre-production and filmmaking at such a high level, but on top of that, I was absolutely meticulous, not only with diet, but also with skincare and taking care of myself. So to revert back to the best versions of performance with yourself, you need to ask yourself, what does the best represent for you? This is an idea that I can't answer directly. You need to answer that fully for yourself. I don't know what it means to drift to low performance for you, but I do know that you have an absolute best performance that you can tap into for yourself. Drift to low performance is a gradual process. If the system stayed plunged quickly, there would be an agitated corrective process. But if it drifts down slowly enough to erase the memory of how much better things used to be, everyone is lulled into lower and lower expectations, lower effort, lower performance. This brings me to the second idea of the video, meditation. The Gayatri Mantra, especially for me, connects me to source. It connects me to what I need to do, and it makes my intent pure. If you were to meditate every day, it would increase your luck. It would increase your good fortune. It would make you connected to source energy. To meditate well, your CNS actually needs to be fresh. Which is to say, to try to meditate after a brutal leg day with no rest or recovery would be really hard. Also, to meditate first thing in the morning is a difficult thing. Some amount of oxygenation needs to occur. So ideally, you do a little bit of cardio earlier in the day to make your CNS sharp. The aim is 100% intellectual efficiency. There will be changes each and every day, but ultimately, you can find where you need to go if you pay attention to what's going on. Go to sleep by 11 p.m. New level, new world. A coaching client of mine recently told me the story of Vladimir Putin interacting with a journalist in his like limo, in his driving car. The journalist sat in the car of Vladimir Putin, and some way into the car ride, he realized that for the first time, there was no traffic in Moscow. So he mentioned this to Putin. He said, "It must be incredible. In your universe, there's no traffic." To which Putin responded, "New level, new world." The same can be said for sleep. Sleep changes your entire universe. It gives you access to something else that you didn't know before, your subconscious mind. They say hard alcohol is called spirits because it lets the spirits in, especially demonic ones. Well, the same can be said for lack of sleep. If you don't sleep enough, you leave opportunity for the demons to come in. Try nailing your sleep for just 1 month. Spend enough time outdoors each day to the point where, by the time the evening comes around, you feel disciplined enough to sleep. Brian Johnson says that you should see yourself as a professional sleeper. Sleep professionally. When the clock strikes 12, or in my case, 11 p.m., sleep in a room that is dark and quiet. Michael Phelps once had an amazing piece that he did with Under Armour, and in the behind-the-scenes interviews, he mentioned that sleeping by 10 p.m. each night was as much of an act of discipline as was his actual training. You should do the same. Sleep professionally and unlock the next level. New level, new world. Attack the work. When it comes to Ironman training, I have always dodged swim and bike workouts, literally two-thirds of what is needed to succeed in a race. I always ended up procrastinating. Now, before my car got towed, I had a $1,000 bike rack and a $4,500 Cervelo bike that I would load up on it to drive to a scenic part of town to do the weekly long ride. Now, most of the time, I would find that weekly long ride very monotonous, and there was some sort of tedium involved in loading up the bike, filling up water bottles, driving 22 minutes to the location, taking the bike off, and then finally starting the ride that would end up being 2 hours and 30 minutes long, covering approximately 37 to 40 miles. This morning, for the first time, I just went straight out the door at 10 a.m. I attacked that long ride, put in 40 miles before anything else, and even vlogged the effort, which is something that I normally never do during training. It was one of the most pleasant, ambitious, productive starts to the morning, and it's something that I look forward to again.
I don't really have anything to say right now. I just know that every time you bike through a tunnel, it looks cinematic. So here we go, through the damn tunnel.
That's the power of the attack. No matter what happens in your life, whether you fail or whether you achieve, you succeed, you will need to continue doing these efforts. You're gonna need to attack the next thing that you do. Attack. Attack the work. Especially if you feel the resistance to doing it, that is the exact time to strike. All this time, I thought I needed an expensive bike rack, my Cervelo bike, not just on these local roads near me, but 22 minutes away in the heart of Minneapolis next to the Mississippi River. I thought I needed all of that to bear getting through the long ride. Instead, I could just get out the door, and turns out the trail near my house, the trail near me, is plenty scenic. It's scenic enough. What was missing was me getting out there and doing the fucking work. For the next year ahead, always attack and you will see your reality change. Affirm and visualize. Identity is one of the most powerful forces in the universe. You need to use it to your advantage. Much of what represents your potential isn't in access to you directly. A lot of your intelligence is latent inside of your body. To access what is missing, what you don't know directly, you'll need to affirm and visualize. Affirm who you want to be, affirm what kind of money you want to make, believe in yourself fully towards this result. Create a delusion in your mind that you can achieve these things. Your delusions will become reality. You'll find yourself tapping into actions and intuitions you never knew you had access to. There's a beautiful paragraph in Thinking in Systems in which the author talks about the power of language. Our language affects the thoughts and the strategies we are able to produce, even the intuition we're able to produce. A society that talks incessantly about productivity, but hardly understands, much less uses the word resilience, which is as important as being productive, is going to become productive but not resilient. A society that doesn't understand or use the term carrying capacity will exceed its carrying capacity. A society that talks about creating jobs as if that's something that only companies can do and individuals cannot do for themselves is never going to inspire the great majority of its people to create jobs for themselves or anyone else. So you need to create the language. Whatever identity shift is needed, start with the language and start with the images in your mind. And you will find yourself acting and behaving like something you didn't know you could be. You'll find yourself changing fundamentally. And that's a beautiful thing. Build systems. Intuition is a powerful thing, but it's built off the backbone of systems. Intuition shouldn't be at the forefront of your strategy. It should be the add-on and the byproduct of beautiful systems. What is a system? A system is more than the sum of its parts. It may exhibit dynamic, adaptive, goal-seeking, self-preserving, and sometimes evolutionary behavior. That's the most powerful way a collection of things can be, to be more than the sum of their parts. Your mindset, your habits, your daily schedule, they must all work together to get things done. You think about in nature, So many systems are set in place, set in motion, so that an organism can be as productive as possible, even to the point where sunflowers orient themselves towards the sun to get more nutrition, to get more oxygen. Now, for you and your situation, the system will look different than mine. For me to become an Ironman All-World athlete, an application architect with Salesforce, I may need to wake up and do a 40-mile bike ride. For you, that could be wholly unproductive. If your goal is to raise a family, you'll need to find a cohesive way to spend time with your son and play baseball with him. It has to be an integrated thing so that there's efficiency in the system. The pursuit here is to move from one action to another in a state of flow with very little friction. Everything should make sense. Everything should lead to the next thing you do. The idea of building systems is the culmination of everything that came before. If every action in your life works in a cohesive system, then the overall structure of what you've built, what you do, will take on a life of its own. This really is an example of being mentally structured, mentally organized. You should be able to trust one action to the next and move between different endeavors seamlessly. There's an aspect of self-trust in this. If you want help building systems around content creation, I run a YouTube coaching mastermind that meets twice a week where I help YouTubers, startup founders, hybrid athletes unlock the most from themselves. I'm not the only one teaching people how to do this, but the thing that separates me from the rest is specificity and personalization. The personalization in which I approach all of my clients to help them be the most authentic version of themselves, but also to create videos, to create content that emerges out of them so that they're not going off and treating YouTube as a separate book report that they need to write that's removed from their lives. The video emerges out of you. The video is an extension of you. It naturally becomes easy and productive to make content. If you're curious on what working with me might look like, you can check out the first link in the description box below. Eat as well as possible. I think you should make it almost a meme to nail your calories. Nail them. It's such an easy thing to let slip when life gets busy, but if you perfectly nail your diet, it's comedic, actually, how fast of an impact it has on everything else. And as you go about life, existence, you'll realize how sloppy people are with food, how incredibly sloppy people are with the most basic of things. Being the most attractive, the most healthy, the most resilient version of yourself has enormous financial implications. And if you're gonna have the best year of your life, you gotta start with nailing the diet. Do this for 1 week and just see how good you look. Dress and groom as well as possible. Do a daily skincare routine. I like using Paula's Choice Skincare. Get a haircut that makes sense for you. You don't need new clothes. You just need to maximize the wardrobe you already have. Iron, organize your closet. Show up to things as well-dressed as possible. Clean daily, both digital and physical spaces. If you can make this possible, if you can find the time, you should actually clean your physical and digital spaces 4 to 5 hours every week. You'll be shocked by how many incompletes in your life you'll be able to get organized if you simply clean regularly. Conduct 4 pieces of outreach every day or aim for 40 pieces of outreach per week. Outreach gets results, especially if you're looking for a job or you're looking for leads. Work on this and you'll watch your revenue increase dramatically. Everyone and every goal and every opportunity is just a couple of emails, couple of DMs, just some amount of outreach away. It's so doable. It's so there for the taking. And one of the most profound things that I did this summer was create a CRM system. So not only do I do outreach, but I track it. I actually note down the last time I reached out to someone and when I need to follow up with them. And every goal of mine has its own CRM page. If you want help with this, if you want to figure out how to create like a really robust CRM system for yourself, for all of your goals, everything in your own life, then you can check out my school community, which I just launched called Your Next Strategic Move. It's where I've decided to host my career coaching mastermind, really my overall mastermind and how people can move forward with their life. One of the most immediate things that I would recommend for everyone is create a CRM system for every goal in your life. You'll be shocked. In my experience, the odds of a piece of outreach paying off is about 100 to 1,000 to 1, which is to say you got to send out 100 emails to get one opportunity, or maybe even up to 1,000 emails to get one opportunity. But that one opportunity you get is gonna be so fucking profound that it'll make all the difference. So there is an act of faith in this. You know, if you run the numbers, 4 pieces of outreach a day, 7 days per week, let's say you miss a day here or there, even still, in a year's time, you can get to 1,000 pieces of outreach. And in that 1,000 pieces of outreach, you're guaranteed at least one critical opportunity, if not between 1 and 10. 1 in 10 opportunities can, I mean, depending on your position in life, it can be an extra $100,000 in revenue, even more. There's so much that goes into outreach. So don't neglect this, put in the work, because if you're gonna have the best year of your life, you need to prioritize this. Semen retention. On a paired note, if you practice retention alongside these other efforts like meditation, affirmation, visualization, outreach, You'll find that all actions will increase the amount of luck and energy you bring to them. It'll definitely help you improve your results. But if you're ever in a position where you need to dramatically improve your life and radically improve the rate of opportunities, just get to 100 days of retention. It will be worth it. You'll shock yourself by what you achieve. Semen retention is the fastest tool to unlock self-organization. The power of self-organization seems so wondrous that we tend to regard it as mysterious, miraculous, heaven-sent. Economists often model technology as magic, coming from nowhere, costing nothing, increasing the productivity of a system every year. Well, the same can be said for self-organization in an evolutionary matter. Self-organization itself is a matter of a raw evolutionary material. Semen retention is that magic. I mean, the act of creating a child, the conception of a baby, that is one of the most profound forms of self-organization there is. A living being is entirely self-organized. By the time that living being dies, that collection of things goes back to being just a collection. It doesn't become more than the sum of its parts, which is to say that retention taps you into the ultimate form of an upward moving system. So all of these other endeavors and all of these other goals, they go a lot better when you retain. Now, there is a limit to this. I think if you release every 3 weeks to 100 days, then that is an ideal cadence to be at. It depends on what stage of life you're in. If you're a young man, you're completely broke, you're hungry, I would say let that streak run longer. If you're married, if you're a family man, if things are going well, I think you could go down to 2 or 3 weeks and that would be a fine cadence. But I think some amount of retention is needed for your energy current to be high, for there to be inner electricity in your body to get strategic results. Every time I bring up this topic, I feel a little sleazy or weird or goofy because I'm saying the word semen, you know, it's kind of weird. It's kind of gross, but I wouldn't bring it up if it wasn't relentlessly true. If you're not tapped into this, you're definitely losing out on the best version of yourself. Effectively, this is just a form of plugging the leaks. You think about a furnace, a heater in a cold winter day. That furnace is also a feedback system. The thermostat gets a reading of the temperature. It adds more heat. It adds more pressure. But if you're not retaining, it's like leaving the windows open. So there are going to be leaks. That system is losing efficiency. It's losing energy. And as a result, it's overexerting itself to get to the same place. The system for the results you want in your life will be unique to you. But if you do what it takes, then to us, I say, greatness is coming. I'll catch you next time.